Hey everybody, Nina here of Sheena's SEO, and I created a plugin for you. I am so excited to launch my brand new plugin. It is 100% free. You can find it in the description. Go and download it, and I'm gonna walk you through what it is, why it helps you, and how to use it. Because it is a little bit, I don't think it's a common thing people would use. So I wanna teach you how to use it. So this is my scavenger hunt plugin. It is not a creative name, but it's free, so you guys don't get to judge me on this. So the scavenger hunt plugin was created because I wanted people to have a way when they're like 5,000 page views away from Mediavine or Raptive to really like push themselves close faster. We all know with like SEO updates, with just the world being volatile, that you can lose traffic quickly when you don't expect it. And when you're that close to something like a big ad network that can change your income significantly, it's really hard when you get like slapped down so quickly. I remember when Mediavine changed their rule from like 25,000 sessions to 50,000, I was at like 20,000 page views, all from those like horrible Facebook swap groups. So it wouldn't have helped me anyway, because like no real traffic, so it wouldn't have made actual money. But I was heartbroken. I was like, no, I'm never gonna hit 50,000. And things like that do happen. So I wanted to create something that is going to help boost you and also help you connect with your community. So this was inspired by a few things. One of the things it was inspired by is a role-playing game I played when I was a kid that was like you ran a dog kennel, because I was a super fun 13-year-old. I was epic. So I created this kind of in the fashion of that. It had a really cool feature where as you move through the site, you could randomly discover things like, oh, your dog would step on something. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing. It's also inspired by people that do like Instagram giveaways every single week to kind of skew engagement. Not like no judgment. It's a cool thing that people do. And I think if you're doing it to celebrate your existing audience, it's super great. There's so many people I see giving away like backpacks and things like this all the time if you comment on their posts. And it does work. So those were kind of my base inspirations, but I wanted something on a blog. I don't really do socials. I'm not good at it. I mean, I'm on YouTube now and I have no freaking clue what I'm doing. So people tell me that a lot in the comments here, but I don't know this stuff. It's not what makes sense to me. So I'm not going to be able to grow my site or do those pushes by being like, hey, on Instagram to my 600 people, please, please, please click on my blog. They don't care. It doesn't help them. So we need a way to entice people to connect with your blog and also to give back to them. Because one thing I see people do as well when they're like 5,000 page views away from Mediavine or something is that they'll try and get like paid ads, and paid ads kind of suck. And I can say that because I tried to do Facebook ads for a good chunk of 2023 and it did not go well. It was just like kind of throwing money at the wall. And I hired people. I didn't try to do it myself because I'm not good at that. But it doesn't make sense to me. I would rather give that money to my audience. Same, like that's why I love affiliates, than give it to Zuckerberg. So I think this is a better way to boost that last little bit for sure. Now I'm gonna stop talking about just like why I think it's cool and show you why it's actually cool. This plugin, I put it on my site and did like a week long, I think it was like a 5 or 4 day long scavenger hunt kind of thing for Halloween. I wanted to do something to celebrate, get back to my audience, and beta test this plugin. So this was actually the beta test, and we found some glitches I have since fixed. You can see in 2 days, traffic went crazy. I got 15,000 page views in 2 days. My site does not usually do that. Now, I realized a flaw as I opened this, that this is users and not page views, but you can see it down in the page view area too. Like my page views are decent for this site. Typically it's around 20,000 a month, depending on the month. I don't publish a ton to this site, to be fair. I need to be better about that. That's something I'm working on, but I got 15,000 page views in 2 days. And some of that would have been normal page views for sure, like users returning. I got about 200 to 250 users a day beforehand. But at the peak, I had a day with 1,000 users. That's a lot more for me. And my users on this site tend to go to a number of pages. So you can see my pages per session are about 3.2. That's higher than many sites have, and I do have a very engaged audience on this site. But a big part of that is the way that I set up the scavenger hunt plugin. So I'm gonna show you now how you guys can set it up and how you can do the same with it. So the way the plugin works is it is a pop-up plugin. So before we install it, I want to preface this with, do not leave this on your site all the time. It's going to annoy your readers. It's not going to serve you. This is a, I'm running something for a day, a week, whatever, and then I'm going to remove this plugin. This is not something that exists on your site every single day. You don't need it. I'm also not a good enough developer that I coded the perfect plugin. So I don't want this accidentally causing any, like, I don't know, speed issues down the line, because every pop-up plugin will to some extent. So this is a limited time use. Another reason it's free. The other reason is I cannot offer technical support. I don't know how to do that. So figure it out, basically. But the way that you're going to install it, because I can help with that, is when you purchase, it's free, but you have to like go through the checkout process to get to it. You're going to get to this Thrivecart course area. Now we're a bit meta because this video is going to be embedded beneath the download button, but you would come here and hit download, and it's going to take you to a Google Drive page. From here, you're not going to click on these things. You're going to come to the corner and click on this little download icon. And that's going to download a copy of this. It'll say Scavenger Hunt plugin, so you know it's the right thing. It doesn't download the weird Mac OS X thing. Ignore that. I've downloaded it a couple times because I tried to record this video a couple times and did weird things happened. It happens. We're just accepting it. So you'll download the plugin. It's important that it stays in a zip file. It needs to stay zipped. It cannot be opened in a folder. So you can see here, like if it opens like this, you can't upload a plugin that way. You have to upload it in a zip. And if your computer, some computers are set to automatically unzip files, what you're gonna do is right click on it and then compress it. And you can see that creates a zipped version. It's going to have the zipper on it, say zip or stays .zip, depending on the way that your site is set up. This is how you're going to create it. Then to install it, it is not in the WordPress plugin store. You have to upload it. So you're going to go to add new plugin and then upload plugin. Choose file and then just select it. Obviously I have a bunch. You'll just have one. Open and then install now. It takes a second. Give it a second to upload and then you'll be good to go. Then you're going to go to installed plugins. It doesn't activate automatically, so you're going to come to the Scavenger Hunt plugin and you're going to click activate, and then it'll run. Now, the way that you actually set the pop-ups is I created a little like pop-up folder for you guys so you can find all of them there. You're going to click pop-ups and it'll open all the ones that you have. And it's important, if you want it to show to the user, it has to be published. If it's in draft mode, they can't see it. That can be helpful though if you have like a limited time offer, if something is supposed to be rarer and you want to like only show it for an hour every day or something. Like, there are definitely ways to do this. Again, I'm not the perfect coder, so I was trying to do all sorts of fancy things. Like, I wanted to be able to have people like change the second duration for when it loads, make it more customizable for like, it's supposed to randomize the pop-ups a bit more, and it does randomize what you have, but it was supposed to also have pages that didn't have any. I couldn't figure that out. So I did my best. It still works regardless. It's not perfect, but it works very, very well. So you can see I have 12 here, and you can see I have some that say no prize. That's an important step, is you don't want to just be like, okay, here's the prize. Especially if you only have one thing that you're offering. I offered 6 things, only 2 of which were paid. So I only had to like technically pay money for 2 of them, and one of them was like credit to my business, so kind of like a gift card. So that didn't really cost me money. I had a Starbucks gift card as well. That's the only thing that cost me actual human dollars. That was a weird way to phrase it. But if you're only offering one prize, and it can be as simple as a Starbucks gift card that everyone can just get a free coffee from, it can be even more advanced, it can be whatever you want it to be, then you're definitely going to want to make sure if you just have one prize, they have to click through a few pages first. And that's where these extra pop-ups come in. So I created these extra no prize ones, just that way it's like, okay, you're getting close, you're almost there, and you're not quite there. So this was Halloween themed, and I'm trying to write off my dog's Halloween costume. So I created a bunch with Theo and him in various situations, getting closer and closer to finding the prizes. Now, the order that they're in on the back end doesn't matter. It does randomize them. So it doesn't matter that this is the order. People do not see them in this exact order. Different people will see them in different orders. So to make your own, you would click add new post. And it's going to open a classic editor. So this is the old school WordPress editor. It's just the easiest version so that everyone could use it, basically. You're going to add a title for whatever it is for your sake. Your user is not going to see the title, only you see the title. Then down here, you're going to add whatever text you want. So it is a classic editor, so you come here if you want to change the heading size. If you want to add media, you click add media and then you drop it in. You can also use the text editor to adjust things, but you can make it whatever you want. The only thing is if you want to use a button, you have to go and grab the HTML code for that basically and then put a button in. That's the only kind of weird thing, I guess, but it's not that weird to be fair. Then you can save it as draft if you're not ready to show it, or you can publish it when you are ready to show it. And that is how you set it up, basically. So you don't need to make this super complicated and have, sorry, Theo, can we not, please? We've re-recorded this so many times. you can really set up whatever you want in terms of like how many pop-ups you want to have. And the more pop-ups you have, the more pages of your site people are going to have to go through. So especially if you have a smaller audience, making them click through more pages is kind of a good idea to get more traffic, especially if you're going for Raptive where page views are what matters. For Mediavine, it's sessions. So instead, you might want to have that at certain times of day, different things activate or over the course of a number of days. So for Mediavine, I would probably do like maybe a 12 days of Christmas style thing, which you could really do at any time of year. And each day they have to go through the hunt again to find that day's prize. Because let's say you have, I've just about made myself do math there. Okay, let's say you have 100 audience members and you're gonna have 5 pop-ups. And we're gonna do it over 10 days to make this easier on my very bad mental math skills. So if you have 100 people going through your site for 10 days and each time they're doing 5 pages, that's 500 page views times 10. I think 5,000 is correct if I did that correctly. That should be enough to get you pretty far. And that's just like if you have people on your email list that you're sending this to, or a couple people on socials. Now, if you already are getting like 40,000 sessions a month, you're also going to get organic people coming to your site. Now, if you're doing this for organic, what I would do is at the bottom of the pop-up, put in brackets like, what's happening? Like this, you're part of a scavenger hunt that's going on for this many days. Click through to find X prize. I didn't do that because the point of this was to celebrate my existing community more so, and because I was testing this, so I didn't really want strangers having to test it and tell me it was bad. So I just posted in my Facebook group, I think once or twice on Twitter, and I emailed maybe twice about it. That was all I did. Now, my list is not massive. My list at the time, I think, was just under 5,000 maybe, because I also exclude people who are on like in a welcome sequence. So it might have, pardon me, been actually like 4,500 people. Of those people, over 1,000 obviously came the first day. That's pretty great. That's a really amazing conversion rate, especially to come to your site. Most click through to every single freebie. Like most people claimed every freebie. Now, there are so many different kinds of freebies you can offer, and definitely for me, it was easy because I have a bunch of freebies that I do like limited time for presentations and stuff. So I could just go into that library, that vault, and then offer them. Now, you could make something that is usually paid free. You could do a Starbucks gift card. Those are super easy. People like Starbucks. I know it's not the best coffee, but like it is the easiest gift card situation to set up where it reloads itself as well. You could do all sorts of giveaways. I did Nina Notes, which is a credit to my business. And I did like the first 10 people to find it and email my VA would get to claim it. So even though other people could see it, it expired pretty quickly. But people really wanted to get that thing. So I think having that timed element helped as well. So this is how you'd set it up. I'm gonna just turn one on right now. That way you guys can see what it looks like on the front end. I meant to hit quick edit, but we'll just come here, publish. And now an important step is you're going to want to clear your cache. And then I'm going to actually open it. Oops, I meant to do it from here in incognito so we can see what it looks like. We're going to have a problem right now because I have a banner up on top and it's going to conflict with the banner. But we'll be okay beyond that. So it only works. Sorry, I should have said this as well. It only works on posts. It does not work on pages. It only works on posts on your site because I didn't want it to just show up on your homepage and like confuse people. There you go. There's our little pop-up. It took a couple seconds, not super long, but people still have to read it. So they're going to stay on the post for a minute. But this is what it looks like. Pretty simple. There's an X that they can close out of it. Oh, I guess I turned off the menu. I don't know what I did. Weird things happen in my brain, so there's too much happening. But you would need to, if you have another pop-up turned on, turn that off. That way they don't conflict. You're gonna wanna do a test as well to make sure that nothing gets in the way of closing it. If someone can't close it, they are going to leave your site. So test it on desktop and test it on mobile. Every site and every theme is gonna be a little bit different. I don't know your exact configuration, so you're gonna need to move stuff around to make room for this, just for the day or a couple days that you're running it. That's all you need to do. So I'm gonna turn it back to draft. What am I doing? There it is. Nope, that's the wrong one. Make it draft again, just the way people can't see it. Don't wanna confuse people. Now, there are some conflicts with this. So like I said, any other pop-up, it will show as well as this, and you're gonna confuse your audience if they have to click through a bunch of pop-ups. Google might get mad at you. We don't wanna risk Google in this moment. So personally, I would sacrifice new subscribers for this, for the day or two that you're running it. The other thing that doesn't work with it is WP Rocket. Some other caches, Stack Cache works fine with it. WP Rocket, I think because of the CSS and the JavaScript, it won't let people close it, or when it does let people close it, it will only deliver one of the pop-ups. It won't randomize. So if you only have one pop-up, that's fine, but it'll be the first thing they see. So you're also not going to get the benefit of them clicking through multiple pages. So I just deactivated WP Rocket for the week that I had this, and then I just turned it back on afterwards. You could see that when I was doing the activating it before, you saw that I had WP Rocket off. That's why I had it off, because it does conflict. So this is how you can create your own scavenger hunt. I do think it's a great thing to do. I wanted to release it now, that way people could do like a little Christmas giveaway or Christmas boost, even after Christmas, during that period from like Christmas to New Year's, when people are kind of in flux doing stuff. And this way you can celebrate your audience. This does work all times of year. It is not necessarily just a Christmas thing. I did it for Halloween. That's not really a gift-giving holiday. I just picked it. You don't even have to have a reason. You can just do something to celebrate your people. You can also use this to give away like physical goods and things like that. However, there is no way to be like, okay, only one person sees this pop-up. Only one person, I don't know, gets this thing. You would need to find a way to limit it if you're doing a physical giveaway. I think this works best with digital issues or digital, pardon me, products to give away. That way you don't have any issues. But if you can think of other ways to use it, go for it. You could definitely embed Rafflecopter into it if you wanted to do something like people have to give their email or blah, blah, blah. I didn't do any of that because realistically I was focusing on my existing email list and I didn't really care about growing my email list again. And if every single pop-up they had to put in their email to get that thing, they were going to get annoyed with me. So up to you what works best for your situation. If you're just doing one thing, probably easier to if they do have to sign up for their email for that, then you can collect emails through it. And in which case you might just embed like ConvertKit or something, whatever you feel. So that is my new plugin. I'm super excited with it and super happy with it. It is, again, like I said, I am not like a professional developer, so this is not the perfect thing in the world. It's got its little glitches in the sense that it doesn't work with WP Rocket, and I will not be fixing that on my own because I don't know how to. If developers want to reach out to me, don't spam me, please, but I'm happy to speak to somebody. But I want to keep this as a free thing because it is a once in a while thing. It is not something that you're going to be using every single day. It is just meant to be a little boost and to be able to celebrate your community. If you've been a part of my community for a while, you know that I love giveaways. I love free stuff. I am a budget babe. I love free things. I love cheap things. So I like to give that back to my community as well. And I think this is a really cool way to engage with your community for whatever type of site you have. Just think of the things that people are interested in and give it away. If you can't think of anything, Starbucks always works. Everyone likes free coffee or free tea or a free cookie. So coming up with something does not need to be super fancy. It can literally be as simple as that. If you do want it to be something where people have to comment or have to do whatever, this probably isn't quite right for you, or you need to pair it with something like Rafflecopter, which I have not tested, so you would need to set that up yourself. But the point of this is more so to engage your existing audience. That's the purpose. And I hope it really helps you. I hope it does give you the traffic gains that I got as well. I do recommend telling people you're doing this though. Don't just pop it on your site and not send an email, not post on Facebook or something, even to your personal account. My friends wanted a free Starbucks and they don't care about SEO. Like, that's fine by me. In this moment, I don't need this traffic to be recurring necessarily. Definitely the higher your traffic is, the better for when you do have ad income. But I don't know, to boost it by 5,000 page views is not the end of the world. So that's how I recommend running it. I hope this helps. If you have questions, I'm not doing like tech support or anything. If you have issues getting into the Thrivecart part of it, my VA will help you, support@sheknowsseo.co. I'll put that in the description. But if you have questions or want to brainstorm ideas with people or something, you can post in my free Facebook group. That is the only place I offer kind of support, because then everyone can learn together. Or if you have like basic questions, you can comment here as well. But I just like making sure that if I'm going to be answering these questions, everyone can see the answer so that everyone gets to learn. Because if you have the question, other people probably do too. But again, I am not a developer, so I cannot customize things too much. I am 99% sure this would not work with Squarespace or Wix. I think it is a WordPress specific thing, because that is the type of plugin I asked ChatGPT to code. So that's how I created this. It was super fun. It was really cool. It made me feel super fancy. And I think it's a pretty cool thing to help you celebrate your community and just give you that boost that I think everyone needs once in a while to kind of get traffic a bit higher. Or even during Q4, if you're already in Mediavine or Raptive, ad rev is like higher right now. RPMs are higher. Celebrate your audience. Give a bit of money away to get more money. It's kind of the same principle as Facebook ads, where it's like, okay, if I spend $1 but I get $2 back, that's great. That's how I budgeted how much I was willing to give away, is I was like, okay, my first month in Raptive, let's say I make $700. Well, then I'm willing to give away $700. That way I have like a month that, yep, is a net loss. That's fine. Or like, I guess break even or whatever. But then I'm going to be able to have that recurring income after that. So do that rough calculation for yourself of what you're willing to do. And sometimes a loss is not a bad thing. Even if this is just like, it doesn't get you quite to Mediavine or Raptive, it's a learning experience. It gets you more traffic. That's a good thing regardless. So I hope you had some fun with me going through this. I hope you installed the plugin and it's running on your site very soon to do a fun giveaway for your own people. And yeah, have some fun with those, like, you didn't find a prize ones. Even if it is exactly the same thing and you just duplicate it like 12 times, that works too. But I thought it was pretty cute to have photos of my dog. He's really cute, so why not? Okay, I don't know how to sign this off. I'm really bad at ending, so I'm just gonna go now and I will see y'all soon, okay? Bye.